journey of a CEO is no different. The role has a beginning, middle, and end. And the challenges leaders face early on are often far different than those midway through and near retirement. As senior partners at McKinsey & Company, a firm focused on helping the most senior leaders to have the highest possible impact, we've spent the vast majority of our careers counseling the CEOs of many of the world's largest and most iconic institutions. Doing so has made us acutely aware of the different cycles leaders and organizations pass through. For us, the most apt analogy to describe these cycles is the four seasons of the year. 1. Spring. Preparing for the role, stepping up. The 2 to 3 years before the board decides on the next CEO are when you should be gaining the experience, developing the skills, and demonstrating the qualities of an exceptional leader. Doing so will position you as a natural choice when the time comes, and will prepare you to take the reins if you do get the job. 2. Summer. Transitioning into the role, starting strong. During your first 2 years in the CEO role, you need to get the organization to work at full potential productivity in the direction you've chosen. During this time, you should be taking bold actions that set the tone for your entire tenure. 3. Fall. Navigating the middle years. Staying ahead. After starting strong, your next challenge will be to shape the company's long-term journey and combat complacency, both your own and that of your employees. This means creating successive S-curves, periods of intense activity and radical improvement that will boost performance at every level, you as a leader, your team, and the organization as a whole. 4. Winter. Transitioning out of the role, sending it forward. In this final stage, you're preparing to hand over the reins to your successor. That process involves recognizing when to leave, navigating the transition gracefully, and discovering your next journey. Thinking of the CEO leadership cycle as a series of seasons is instructive at both the individual and institutional level. Individually, a farmer prepares the land and plants crops in spring, grows them in the summer, harvests them in the fall, and prepares for the next planting by purchasing seed stock and maintaining equipment during winter. In the same way, what a CEO does in each season affects what happens in the next. Farmers, however, don't just manage season to season. They look ahead many years to optimize crop rotation, pest management, biodiversity, and so on. Similarly, on an institutional level, each four-stage journey of a CEO is intrinsically connected to the journeys of the CEO who came before and of the one who will come after. For example, roughly 30% of what determines the success of a sitting CEO's tenure is driven by what the leader inherited from their predecessor. For example, company size, debt levels, and past R&D investments. Further, given that each CEO's winter dovetails with another's spring, transferring knowledge across generations can be of great value. Simply put, organizations that have the institutional capacity to cultivate high-potential CEO candidates, ramp them up successfully, and unlock their S-curve performance are far more likely to thrive over decades. This insight is extremely relevant to boards, which are the ultimate stewards of an organization's long-term performance. Ultimately, the rhythm of the four seasons illuminates the long-term connection that exists between the CEO and the company they lead. The CEO's personal success is defined by whether they can successfully and regularly renew their institution. Those who grasp this larger perspective inherently see themselves as servant leaders, building their organizations with a view far beyond their own tenures,